the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Philip Neri had experiences with people who were going to heaven or were already in it, and also with souls who were still suffering in purgatory. Fabrizio Massimo declared, "When Marco Antonio Corticella, his spiritual son, died, St. Philip Neri had said that he had appeared to him at the hour of death and that he had seen him go to heaven. The same happened in the death of Patrizio Patrizi, also a spiritual son. Father Galonio told me that after the death of this Patrizio, he entrusted himself to his prayers and said, 'St. Patrizio, pray for me.'" Speaking of his revelations, one night a spiritual son appeared to him and with a loud voice said to him, "Philip." The saint saw him resplendent, that he was going to heaven, because he had died at that time. He said that many of his spiritual children had appeared to him after their death, and he spoke of this as an ordinary thing. Antonio Galonio says, "I have heard from our Saint Philip Neri that the shoemaker Tosino having died, a very spiritual man, at the same hour that he died, he appeared to him, who was in bed, and heard him say, 'Philip, Philip,' and raising his eyes, he saw him joyfully go up to heaven. And this he has told me many times over the past 10 years." Francesco della Molara also tells us, "I heard from St. Philip Neri that one of his spiritual sons, Giovanni Animucis, had appeared after death to Alfonso Portoghesi, and he knew that Giovanni was in purgatory, and he had told Alfonso that he entrusted himself to St. Philip Neri's prayers, and this is known by many, since he, to whom he had appeared, said it publicly. And St. Philip Neri ordered people to pray for Giovanni and make alms and have masses celebrated for his soul." St. Philip Neri had several holy friends who were still living, such as St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Felix of Cantalice, St. Charles Borromeo. Father Marcello Vitelleschi affirms, "I remember that St. Philip Neri said one day that Father Ignacio, referring to St. Ignatius of Loyola, had his face resplendent because of his inner goodness. He also said that when he saw Cardinal Borromeo, referring to St. Charles Borromeo, he seemed to see an angel." And he continues, "St. Philip Neri told many of the priests of the house while I was present that St. Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Society of Jesus, had his face shining. These things I think he saw by the grace of his great purity, which he had never tainted, despite so many temptations that the devil had given him." Speaking with Cardinal Borromeo, he told him that once, making a prayer to God to ask him to show him if he wanted something from him, a saint appeared to him wrapped in a skin, knowing him to be St. John the Baptist. It was so much fervor that he received from this apparition that he trembled, speaking with no other language than that of the heart, which is the one spoken by the angels in heaven. Father Domenico Migliacci relates, "St. Philip Neri was considered a saint, even by religious people, and in particular by Father Felix de Cantalicio, referring to St. Felix of Cantalice, of whom he was a close friend. On one occasion, they both met in Monte Cavallo, where there were many spiritual children of St. Philip Neri. I was also present. Father Felix, seeing him, began to run, laughing, fell on the ground, and kissed his hands. St. Philip Neri hugged him, and so they hugged for a few moments, and without saying anything, they parted." He had a special devotion to St. Mary Magdalene, on whose eve he was born, and also to the apostles Philip and James, St. John the Baptist, and he had relics of various holy martyrs. In the church of St. Andriano al Foro, when undoing the altar to make it more beautiful, relics of the holy martyrs Flavia Domitilla and others were found. He obtained the relics of St. Papias of Hierapolis and St. More martyrs. Father Germanico certifies, "He had a special devotion to the saints. I have seen him many times read their lives and send his spiritual children to tell the lives and examples of saints. I know that he carried relics of various saints with him, and also had some in his room in a decent place. And he obtained, through Cardinal Cusano, the bodies of St. Papias and St. Morris, which he had brought with great honor in 1590 to the Church of La Vallicella from the Church of San Andriano al Foro." Father Pietro Consolini declared, One day, he said that a person came to meet him. I think he said a man of stature, and asked him for alms. St. Philip Neri gave it to him, and then the man said, "I wanted to see what you can do," and he disappeared. And he added that he had been an angel. Fabrizio Massimo remembers, "When my 13-year-old daughter Elena died in 1593 in September, I was in Arsoli, in my castle, and while I was there, Father Antonio Galonio wrote me a letter to console me for the death of my daughter. Among other things, he told me, 'A very spiritual person and of great merit, close to His Divine Majesty, the night after the happy death of your daughter, heard the angels sing a very soft song. They celebrated her glorious triumph and her very happy nuptials to the husband of virgins, Jesus Christ. I still have this letter with me.' And returning to Rome, Father Galonio told me that what he had written to me had happened to St. Philip Neri, who had been told by the same blessed father." On the other hand, Cesare di Simone certified, "St. Philip Neri told one of our religious, ministers of the sick, Father Claudio Vincenzi, that while one of ours recommended the soul of one who was dying, he had visibly seen the holy angels who dictated the words to say to the dying person, and that St. Philip Neri encouraged them to continue this good work of helping the dying." St. Philip Neri used to call the Virgin Mary his love, his consolation, and dispenser of all his heavenly graces. And moved by these affections, with that naivety with which children treat their mothers, he spoke to her with the same childish phrase, calling her Mamma Mia, or My Mother. He was fervently devoted to the Most Holy Rosary of Our Lady, and he always carried it in his hand, and with it, throwing it around the neck of one of his penitents, he calmed the spirits of him who, due to the death of his mother, was oppressed with sadness. He judged that there could not be an altar, even if it was dedicated to another saint, where there was no image or portrait of our mother, the Virgin Mary. And for this reason, he ordered that some mystery of this lady be painted on all the altars of the churches of the congregation, so that she would be recognized and venerated by all. For the same reason, the priests later decided that the portrait of the saint be painted with the image of the Virgin. Cesare Baronio declares, "In the year 1572, when I was ill in March with a malignant fever, on the 11th day I lost all senses, and they gave me the anointing of the sick. Meanwhile, St. Philip Neri prayed insistently to God for my life. God showed me a vision. St. Philip Neri was in front of Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary on the right side of him. The Father prayed for me to restore my health, and he said, 'Give it to me, give it to me, I want it.' But the Lord denied it. Then St. Philip Neri turned to our mother, the Virgin Mary, and asked her to obtain that grace from her son. And he, at the urging of his mother and St. Philip Neri, finally consented to give me life. At that moment, I woke up with the assurance that I was not going to die. When St. Philip Neri arrived, I told him about the vision and thanked him for his prayers, but he hid it, saying that dreams should not be heeded. In fact, that same day I improved a lot, which amazed the doctors, who attributed the healing to the prayers of St. Philip Neri." Antonio Galonio notes, "About 14 years ago, while the Cardinal of Florence was in St. Philip Neri's rooms, when he lived in San Geronimo, I heard St. Philip, who told him that a bronze image of the Virgin Mary had once defended him from some fears he had at night." I don't know how many times the devil appeared to a spiritual son of St. Philip Neri in the form of the Virgin. And speaking with St. Philip Neri, he advised him that when it appeared to him, he should spit in his face. Having the apparition again to obey St. Philip Neri, he spat on him, and the sputum became a pearl, because it was not the devil, but the real Virgin. And being disturbed, the Virgin said to him, "Don't worry, you have done well to obey St. Philip Neri." St. Philip Neri said repeatedly, "Our mother, the Virgin Mary, is the mother and founder of the congregation, because I have never had any thoughts of founding it, and only the Virgin Mary and no one else is the founder." The Dr. Angelo Vittori attests the following. 2 years ago, around the year 1593, St. Philip Neri had an illness with continuous fever, and I think it was supernatural to be able to heal. 4 or 6 months later, he developed another continuous fever that lasted for 17 days. Afterwards, he suffered such great kidney pains that we thought he was dying, since he had never suffered such pains, not being able to urinate. We thought his life would last a few hours. But when the Dr. Rodolfo, Father Antonio Galonio, Father Francesco Zazzara, Alessandro, and I were present, suddenly St. Philip Neri, thinking that there was no one with him, began to shout as if getting out of bed, "Oh, my Madonna, you have come to take away my pains. Madonna, my dear, I am not worthy that you have come to see me." Those present were amazed, seeing him lifted from the bed like a foot, when before he could not even move. I approached him and said, "Father, what do you have?" He replied, They have seen the Virgin Mary. She has come to take away my pain." And St. Philip Neri cried and laughed, but realizing our presence, he wanted to hide under the covers and he didn't know what to do. He had no more pain and was cured of that disease. Antonio Galonio adds, "Every night he placed the rosary on the bedside before going to bed." St. Philip Neri did not like when someone made the animal suffer, and he showed them affection. He had a dog named Capriccio with whom he used to play. The dog followed him around like a good friend. Father Francesco Bosio says, "Once when I passed a courtyard, I stepped on a lizard, and St. Philip Neri reprimanded me, saying, 'Cruel, what did that animal do to you?' St. Philip Neri had a lot of feelings of compassion." A French penitent gave St. Philip Neri two canaries and a finch in a cage. One day, St. Philip Neri told the Frenchman, "Take the cage and let them go and see if they come back." He did so. When the finch returned, it was perched on the saint's shoulder and pecking at his beard. "Does he do that with you?" St. Philip Neri asked. "No," said the Frenchman. St. Philip chased the finch away several times, but the bird always came back. Germanico Fedeli assures that St. Philip Neri had compassion for animals. "I have seen many times that while he was going down the street, by car or on foot, the saint made the person who was driving dodge dogs, donkeys, or other animals when they could to prevent being run over by the car." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.